Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Acts 14. At Iconium, Paul and Barnabas went as usual into the Jewish synagogue, where they spoke so well that a great number of Jews and Greeks believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers. So Paul and Barnabas spent considerable time there, speaking boldly for the Lord, who affirmed the message of his grace by enabling them to perform signs and wonders. The people of the city were divided. Some sided with the Jews, and others with the apostles. But when the Gentiles and Jews, together with their rulers, set out to mistreat and stone them, they found out about it and fled to the Lycaonian cities of Lystra and Derbe, and to the surrounding region, where they continued to preach the gospel. In Lystra there sat a man crippled in his feet, who was lame from birth and had never walked. This man was listening to the words of Paul, who looked intently at him, and saw that he had faith to be healed. In a loud voice, Paul called out, "Stand up on your feet!" And the man jumped up and began to walk. When the crowds saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices in the Lycaonian language, "The gods have come down to us in human form!" Barnabas they called Zeus, and Paul they called Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. The priest of Zeus, whose temple was just outside the city, brought bulls and wreaths to the city gates, hoping to offer a sacrifice along with the crowds. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul found out about this, they tore their clothes and rushed into the crowd, shouting, "Men, why are you doing this? We too are only men, human like you. We are bringing you good news, that you should turn from these worthless things to the living God, who made heaven and earth, and sea and everything in them. In past generations he let all nations go their own way. Yet he has not left himself without testimony to his goodness. He gives you rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling your hearts with food and gladness." Even with these words, Paul and Barnabas could hardly stop the crowds from sacrificing to them. Then some Jews arrived from Antioch and Iconium and won over the crowds. They stoned Paul and dragged him outside the city, presuming he was dead. But after the disciples had gathered around him, he got up and went back into the city, and the next day he left with Barnabas for Derbe. They preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples. Then they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples and encouraging them to continue in the faith. "We must endure many hardships to enter the kingdom of God," they said. Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them in each church, praying and fasting as they entrusted them to the Lord, in whom they had believed. After passing through Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia, and when they had spoken the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. From Attalia they sailed to Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they had just completed. When they arrived, they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles, and they spent a long time there with the disciples. This is God's word. Paul and Barnabas were still on that first missionary journey, and it concluded here in Acts chapter 14, specifically, for the conclusion that is, in verses 26 through 28. God's miraculous power was at work through these chosen men, as we saw in verses 8 through 10. So it was inevitable that someone would ascribe deity to them, and that happened in verses 11 through 13. Unlike Herod, back in Acts chapter 12, Barnabas and Paul did not accept the worship that was offered to them. Instead, they turned the attention of the people back to the one true God, as we saw in verses 14 and 15, and they used this misunderstanding as another avenue to deliver the true gospel. In just a few short verses, that is, verse 15b through verse 18, to be exact, Paul began to describe the religious history of humanity. First, God created everyone and everything. Verse 15b says, "The living God, who made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them." That's, again, verse 15b from the NIV. Second, humanity rebelled against God by sinning. As families developed into nations, God chose Abraham and the nation that would come from him, eventually to be called Israel, and he chose them and let all the other nations go their own way, as we saw in verse 16. The third point would have been, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. And we know that's the third point because in Acts 17, verse 30b, he actually makes that point using the same kind of an outline. So that would have been what Paul said next. But instead, Jewish opponents interrupted Paul's message in verses 19 and 20. Going back to that second point where, quote, God let all nations go their own way, unquote, which is what verse 16 in the NIV says. But going back to that point that God let the nations go their own way, one might think that it would be unjust for God to punish pagan nations that did not receive his law and the promise that Israel did. Paul and Barnabas anticipated that question in verse 17a and said this. This is the NIV's translation of verse 17a. "Yet he has not left himself without testimony." God did not speak directly. Theologians call direct speaking from God special revelation. And God did not do that to other nations in the same way that he did with Israel. But he did communicate with these nations through what's called general revelation. Barnabas and Paul specified what this general revelation, this testimony that they referenced, was in the next few phrases of verse 17, which say this in the NIV. "By giving you rain from heaven and crops in their season, he provides you with plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy." Again, that's the end of verse 17 in the NIV. And this is the general revelation that God gave to all nations. We tend to focus on the hardships of living in a fallen world. And of course, there are severe hardships to living in a fallen world. Some of these hardships are death and the sorrow it causes, physical pain due to illness and injury, sin and the consequences of it, and the pain that sin causes to others, and natural disasters, and other things like this. These are all factors that result from living in a fallen world. But here's what we also should focus on, that God has been good to us all, believers and unbelievers alike. During our lifetime, we enjoy food, friendship, and family. We enjoy physical affection. We enjoy excitement. We enjoy joy and rest and many other blessings that God has given. These are all gifts of God. God could have punished Adam and Eve with immediate death, and that would have been a just result and would have disallowed the human race from ever growing beyond Adam and Eve. That could have prevented us from ever knowing the joys of God's creation and from wondering about the Creator who is the source of all of these blessings. Unbelievers, then, know enough about God to damn their souls for eternity. And this knowledge, this general revelation of God, is a starting point for evangelism, just as it was for Paul and Barnabas here in this chapter. As Christians, now that we know God and have the better light of his special revelation, that is, his word, we have all the things Paul and Barnabas listed here and more to lift our hearts in praise and worship to God. Think of one blessing in your life today that you may have taken for granted. Now, let that be the starting point for your prayers and praise to God today. If you thought this devotional was helpful, maybe it would be helpful to you every day, and you can get it every day by going to dailypbj.com/subscribe and subscribing by email to receive them. And every day you'll receive an email from me then, which contains a link to the daily scripture readings so you can build a Bible reading habit. And that same email will contain a link to these devotionals so I can help you apply what you've read to your life. This is completely free and you can unsubscribe anytime, so give it a try. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. And if you can help me with financial support and would like to do so, please go to dailypbj.com/support and fill out the form there. And thank you to all of my monthly supporters who help me by financing this work. Please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.